broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I think what they're looking for me is the same thing that they're looking from Speaker Boehner.
Give off any answer would no.
I know there was a concern about visibility.
All right, are my holders ready?
I hate sex toys.
I'm like a slut and a whore.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows, quite frankly, wish they could, but they can't. And they never really will. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. It's our universe. It's radio for patriots by patriots. Marching together, we know exactly what we want. We want morality. We want patriotism. We want defense. We want high defense spending. That's right. We want the money, in other words, to go to the right things. And we continue pushing for that here in our second hour. Next hour, of course, we have our News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And, of course, our number, 877-876-PHIL, and our website, philhendryshow.com, where right now live streaming video of the show is happening, our webcast. This is Phil TV in HD, Phil TV in HD, high-definition picture, as well as, of course, the audio. And you can get podcast the show tomorrow, but you need a backstage pass for all of that. And that also allows you access to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, and I ain't kidding, of hours of archive material. 877-876-PHIL. We're very happy to bring on the line a retired teacher. Right now is actually doing some fill-in and does the occasional substitute work at Joyful Union Congregation is Mavis Leonard. And we're going to talk a little bit about discipline and how things have changed. We had most recently a story in the news about another teacher, and I don't know how many of these we've seen, Ms. Leonard, another teacher duct taping a child's mouth to keep the child from talking, and then telling the child, don't tell your parents. And all of these things, and these teachers, of course, Mavis, female teachers having sex with underage male students now. These are things you didn't see in your time, were they?
No, not to the extent that you see them now, Phil. We never saw these unconscionable things that teachers do. But times change, the pressures are different. You're not allowed, to use the corporal punishment.
Right.
You're not allowed any of that. So you have to be a little more creative. But I'm very sad for what's happened to the teaching profession. Very sad.
And yet we have dedicated teachers like yourself and younger teachers coming in who just keep the ball rolling despite all of the odds and all of the obstacles, huh?
Well, there are some very dedicated people, there's no question about it. And of course, we do it for the children, too, and for the students. We love the students, and I have been teaching since the 1960s, so I'm retired, as you mentioned, but I do come in on substitute basis. And one thing that I've noticed, the children are always the same. You know, children is children, no matter what.
So we had this mother that was angry after a teacher taped her child's mouth shut and then asked the child not to say anything. And we have with us here for discussing in-class discipline, Mavis Leonard, our number 877-876-PHIL. What has been traditionally the solution to hyperactive kids? Now, I know that we've had the, ADD?
There've been all kinds.
ADHD.
There've been all kinds of diagnoses for children who are active. But we have, in the past, many years ago, you'd use discipline of different kinds. When they allowed a corporal punishment, you could do that, and sometimes they would allow for you to. We would put a child in the corner. You know,
mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to put your hands on a child anymore. You're not allowed to do anything physically that is going to harm. So you have to be creative. And I keep a collection of 8x10 cards in my desk. And I keep that in my file, my briefcase. The different things about different characteristics of a student. And I will use that if a child is talking too much.
What are some of the problems? What are some of the things you face with a kid in the class? They're talking too much?
They talk too much. They're engaged in other activities.
Give me an example of what you've done then. If you've got children that are talking too much, and again, we're talking about this teacher that taped a kid's mouth shut. Obviously, the mother's going to get crazy. I don't know why these teachers do this. What are some of the methods you use?
Well, I'm not going to tape a child's mouth shut. But you can, on an 8x10 card, if you know the student's name, and I try to get as much information as I can, if they have a problem or something, you can bring up to the child in front of the class. And so I use peer pressure.
What do you mean by peer pressure? You mean the pressure of the other students?
Well, we had a boy who was drawing in class, a young man by the name of Eric, and I had told him to stop drawing pictures in class, and he would not stop. And so I brought up, I had him stand up. I said, now, I have asked you to stop drawing in class. You not stop drawing in class. And I said, I know last week you went to the bathroom in your pants, didn't you? And you can see right away that he is getting very embarrassed.
Oh, man.
That's right. And he started crying and he went down to the principal's office. They told me, he said he was looking for razor blades and this kind of thing. And I know these children when I...
Wait, he was looking for a razor blade?
Because they like to cut themselves. But I said to her, do you think he's going to be drawn?
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to the assistant principal. I said, you think he's going to be drawn in class? And guess what? I've had him back now 2 weeks. He hasn't even picked up a pen or a pencil. And
So when you say peer pressure, it's humiliation.
I don't look at it that way, Bill. This, for instance, you asked me an example. This is not humiliation. We had a girl who was is claustrophobic. And I had her stand in the corner. And I knew that the claustrophobia makes her vomit. And I heard, in fact, as I turned to the turned to the whiteboard that we had, I heard the puke splash, the puke splash.
And you heard this girl throwing up?
Yes, I did, because I knew that was going to happen.
Now, what had been... This is a... Well, isn't that a form of physical abuse?
No, not at all. Because what you're doing is just with words. You're just saying, you go stand in the corner now. Or you say to another kid, like I told a young lady, I said, now, she was passing notes in class. I said, you're passing notes in class. I said, you know your mama cannot take another note from the teacher. She had a miscarriage.
Oh, my God. You're not in front of the kids.
No, Mr. Henry, you try and keep a classroom full of 10 or 11-year-olds or 12-year-old children quiet.
My God, but you're dealing with an age here where they're really, really sensitive to their self-images.
You try and deal, if you are talking about family values, you try and deal with a classroom full of 11 and 12-year-old children who are acting up like that.
Well, look, I don't blame you if you need to discipline the class and you need all the support you can get, but I don't think that taping a kid's mouth shut is the way to go.
Absolutely, because we have one thing I agree with you on. I'm not a conservative. I'm more of a liberal Democrat, but I do believe in disciplining these children. And I hope that I get a lot of conservative people on my side.
No, you're not going to get a lot of conservative people on your side if you're talking about forcing a girl to stand in the corner knowing that it'll make her sick or you see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying because I'm not touching that child. I'm not doing anything to that child.
Well, what about the kid that stood? Was this a child? Who was the child that was passing notes?
That was one of our young ladies.
And you stood her up and you asked, how's your mother going to feel she had a miscarriage?
You have to listen to me now.
But to me, that's humiliation. That is a humiliation of these children. That's a technique that you're using that is every bit as injurious as if you were smacking them. Isn't the goal here...
Hold on, Phil. I'm the teacher. You're not the teacher. So hold on for a minute. I don't do this as a first resort. This is something I do as a last resort. This is something that I do as a last resort. I don't do it as a first resort. So
I understand. Well, how many warnings do you give these kids?
I will tell them, let me say this. It's not a running discussion with a child. You know, I think I'd like you to shut that book, and I think I'd like you to stop drawing. I tell them, stop drawing. Now I look at him again, he's still drawing, and I say, are you going to mess yourself like you did last week?
See, when you told that little boy in front of the class that he wet his pants or whatever it was, to me that sounds like a humiliation of that child. What is the response you get from the parents?
We, whenever possible, Mr. Henry, we make contact and we try to get permission from the parents. All right?
So you're getting permission from these parents?
Exactly. Whenever possible.
And well, what does that mean, whenever possible?
We are getting parental permission whenever it is possible. I mean, we make a good faith effort.
So in other words, what you're saying is you sometimes do not get parental permission.
Well, I'm saying that we make a good faith effort to get parental permission and to say to the child, I heard you wet your pants last week, or your mama had a, in the case of this young lady who was passing notes, I knew that her mother had a miscarriage because her friends, one of her friends had told me. And so I knew it was not going to be possible for me to call that woman and ask her because she was not feeling well.
And so you did not get permission?
In that one instance, as I remember, but, and this is very important, her friend did tell me. So that is indirectly giving me permission to say to her daughter, and look at your mama laying in bed, had a miscarriage, and you passing all these notes acting like a clown. And I can tell you that's successful, Mr. Henry. That's the number one thing you have to understand. I have been successful.
And well, you might have been successful in shutting these kids. I don't know what is going on inside the heads of these kids.
We are not engaged in traumatizing these children. They'll live through it, believe me.
Well, all right. You know, they'll live through it. We don't find that out until much, much later in life, do we? 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Mavis Leonard coming up with your phone calls next as we talk about school, educating kids and disciplining kids, and what is the best way to do that in this day and age where you can't use corporal punishment. She's using something that, to me, sounds almost as bad. She's humiliating these kids. If you don't stop talking, then we'll tell everybody that you wet your bed, or your mother had a miscarriage in the case of that one girl, or you're claustrophobic, so we'll make you stand in the corner and you throw up. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the program here. We're talking about school. We're talking about discipline. We've had a number of stories in the news. These stories continue to keep popping up. There's stories about children that are having their mouths taped shut, children that are being locked in closets, children that are being restrained by being tied, autistic children, and so on and so forth. And they're frightening stories. And with me is Mavis Leonard, who is a substitute teacher and has been retired as a substitute. Well, she's been retired as an active full-time teacher for a long time, but she works as a substitute. And you've been around. And the things you're telling me here tonight, Ms. Leonard, are not physically abusive, but you've gone the other tack.
You're talking about it. You think it's emotional abuse, don't you?
Yes, I do. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a teacher, but I'm a parent, and I'm a human being. I mean, look, I want to see criminals get their asses kicked. Excuse my language, please.
Well, that's all right. I've heard a lot worse. Believe me, I've heard a lot worse from my students.
All right. But I mean, I want to see criminals be treated harshly. I want to see the people that deserve to be treated harshly, not students, not kids.
I don't treat these children harshly, Mr. Henry.
So you don't think it's harsh treatment to say to a young woman, "Don't pass notes. Your mother had a miscarriage last night."
I did not say that. First of all, I said she knew that her mother had a miscarriage. I told that child one time, I said, you don't pass notes in my class. And then I said to her, when I had to say it again, I said, you know, your mama, if I were you, I would not be causing your mama all kinds of problems because she had a miscarriage, and you know that. And the other child, I said, you know, you messed your pants.
And boy, that's got to be, that was a little boy, right?
That was a little boy, and if he did not want to be humiliated like that, then he should have stopped drawing, and he should have concentrated. There's another little boy who I said, you know, you have had a problem with your bit. And he got humiliated. I will never bring this up to try to hurt a child, but if I've got to bring up the fact the child wet his bed, there was another child that played, they found out this child plays with dead animals.
The child does what?
This child plays with dead animals. And I said to this child, my God almighty, you ought to hear this one. This boy plays with a dead cat or a dead dog or I don't know what he has found on the road. And he is here in our classroom talking up a storm. And
So the notion here is to humiliate. That's it. And
it is what we call a kind of a verbal restraint, but I do not believe it's humiliation, and it's not physical abuse. That's the number one thing that they have told us we have to get rid of.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call. We have Catherine in Pensacola, Florida. Go ahead, Catherine. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Mavis, what you're doing is corporal punishment. Kids have these...
Please. Go ahead, ma'am.
It causes them to have psychological defects. They have nightmares about something somebody else done. I'm a mother of six. And if someone does that to my child, I will be thoroughly pissed off. Because you have left them.
Do you want that child to be struck? You don't want the child struck. I will not strike a child. I would never want to do that. And you don't want that child any kind of physical abuse. So what I said to that child was simply, you know, you mess your pants, and he ought
to... But don't you understand that words have power?
Yeah, that's my
point.
Don't
you understand that? When you do that to a child, it mentally stains them for life?
But no, not for life, because he knows it's true.
Yes, it does.
He knows he did mess his pants.
Yes, it does.
I'm not saying anything to that child that isn't true. I'm not saying you're a fool, you're an idiot, you're...
Who are you to tell a child that? I know that her mom had a miscarriage.
No, I'm not.
She may not want her mother may not want her to know and want to tell
her
in her own time. It is not.
What about the fact?
Tell her anything.
What about this fact that you didn't get permission?
I said to you, Mr. Henry, we get permission. We do all we can to get permission. We make a good faith effort.
A good faith effort, but you already said that girl. That the mother did not give permission. The other question I have for you is that when you talk about not abusing these children because you know this is not abuse. Here's a child that is being told in front of the entire class that he wets his bed. You know that little boys, especially when they're coming into their manhood or their adolescence, they don't want to be humiliated like that.
Well, then here's what I say to them: don't be drawing pictures in my class, and don't be talking and passing notes in my class.
But they're
now,
children.
That's clear enough. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But
you're treating them like they're adults. They're kids.
No, if I was hitting them, I would be treating them like adults. I'm not treating them like adults.
No, you might as well hit them. At least a hit
no,
will surpass.
All
they'll get over a leak. But if you're mentally abusing them, that always lasts.
You're making a big thing. Did you get stuck as a child?
No, I'm not
making
a big
thing.
You are wrong. You are so wrong on so many different levels.
This is what I got to hear every week from these parents. You are wrong, wrong, and they don't know.
You are so wrong on so many different levels because you are wrong.
How would you keep a child? I told that one little girl, her mother, you know, I said to the girl, I said, you know your mama had a miscarriage. And
so the little girl knew that her mother...
What if her mom didn't want her to know, though? That's not the point you're getting. What if her mom did not want her to know? It was not your place. You are not God. You had no right to tell a little girl that.
A little girl.
You are wrong.
Her mother should have said to her, make sure you don't act up in class today because I had a miscarriage that I don't want you to know about. What kind
of fool
thing?
You know what? Like I said, I have six children, and they're all A, B, honor rolls, and you can tell them all day long not to behave, not to misbehave, excuse me.
And they're going to misbehave.
But they're kids.
They're kids. They're children. All right, thank you very much for your
children.
Thank you, Catherine, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Mavis Leonard, How to Discipline Kids These Days, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that goes places other talk shows cannot. Tonight we speak with Mavis Leonard, a retired teacher, and we're talking about the disciplining of students and just exactly how far you can go. And,
to jump in, Mr. Hendry, I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
I would never want to lift my hand to a child. I would never want to lift my hand and hurt a child in the manner that some people say, corporal punishment. And I find that when I'm able to restrain the actions of a child by saying to the child, now you know, you draw that picture, and everybody know you messed your pants. Well... that child is not going to do anything. I think that's a successful thing. But people don't like that, so now they're going to say that's corporal punishment. They're going to look every which way they can to call me a child abuser, and that's not what I am. But I don't...
I'm not calling you a child abuser. I'm saying that your method is extremely... it seems extremely harsh. It seems as it could be injurious to the child. 877-876-PHIL. We have Jerome here on the... Hold on for a minute. God. Here is Jerome on the Phil Hendry Show in Bakersfield. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was... this is just extremely bothersome to me to hear a woman who is a educator, a woman that is supposed to build character, establish good moral content in our children, to hear her just blatantly come across as somebody that's chiseling them down to the size of a pea, and that, you know, it's just verbal abuse on its...
I don't agree against any of the abuses
with regards to physicality. I am totally against that, but this, what you're doing, is completely wrong. It's criminal.
I'm an old school teacher. No, it's not criminal. I'm an old school teacher, and I've listened to parents and school boards talking about how they don't want the corporal punishment and so forth. We come up with a way to keep these children quiet and to shut that kid's mouth. So I've got to
belittling and dropping them down. How do you build a citizen for our nation
by
growing the child's everything that they potential that they have to be by chiseling them down to nothing, taking privileged information about a child's mother and throwing that in the middle of a class? On my side.
Put the guest on hold. Get rid. I'm sorry, sir. This is the first time in a 37. I would think that somewhere. And they can't hear the guest. And when we come back, this show is going to be absolutely perfect to the very end, 1 a.m., 4 a.m. Eastern, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Good still in the show here? Mavis Leonard, I apologize, Mavis. I could not hear that last caller, and I couldn't hear you.
Well, I was trying to...
877-876-PHIL. We're talking here, and I believe the last gentleman was saying...
First, I want to say one thing. I think that man was a racist.
Well, who, the guy in Bakersfield?
Yeah, he was a racist.
Why?
Because he called me woman, like I'm the maid. And is he still on the phone?
No, he is not.
Well, I think he is a racist for calling me that. And I think a lot of ignorant white people are like that when they don't know anything about education.
Well, what makes you... Now, you're beginning to introduce race into this.
Because that man did. And
he called you woman, you know.
Well, that's a very typical white man thing to do with an elderly black woman, say woman. But I'm saying to you that I know more about education than that man does, and I don't have to put up with those kinds of words that he used to me. Calling me woman, like I'm the maid, and I've talked to enough of this white trash.
All right, whoa, because we're getting even worse now. If I got to listen to this from you and anybody retorting or reacting to that, then we're just going to have to end this interview. Do you understand?
I don't care. I'm not going to take this kind of abuse.
Nobody's abusing you, Ms. Leonard, yet, I don't think, except for if you didn't like the guy saying woman. But you're the one that is saying that you're humiliating these kids in class, talking about miscarriages and bedwetting. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Melinda in San Antonio. Go ahead, Melinda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, ma'am. Earlier you made the remark that that doesn't stay with a child for their life. I beg to differ with you. I had a teacher 2 years in a row that grew up with my mother, hated my mother, and made fun of me for those whole 2 years. I'm 58 years old, and to this day, I can't stand that woman, and if I could see her again, I would tell her. It stayed with me, believe me. And it was even brought up at a reunion by the other kids about how bad they felt for me because that teacher picked on me like that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. See, were you talking? Were you talking a lot in class?
Yes, she did it in class. In front of all the children.
No, I'm asking you, were you a troublesome child, is what I'm saying. What did
no,
you
I wasn't a troublesome
that?
Child. But
well,
she,
then
looked
then
for,
would, not,
she looked for
I'm not
things.
Talking about that. I'm not talking about that, am I? I'm talking about a kid that's, excuse my language, it's such a pain in the ass.
But you made
no.
the remark, ma'am,
no,
that it doesn't stay with a child,
ass.
And it does stay with a child.
It doesn't stay with a child that knows he was wrong.
Yes, it does, ma'am.
Do anything wrong.
You cannot humiliate children.
Then you must have
humiliation is just as bad as corporal punishment.
Well, wait. The lady is saying regardless of whether the kid did something wrong or not.
This lady must have did something wrong that she's all guilty about it.
No, she's not guilty about it. She said that the teacher, it stays with her.
You know, look, there are a lot of things that stay with us. A beautiful smell can stay with us, too. But there are reasons why things stay with us. Now, the children that I discipline, they deserve it. This lady said that she didn't deserve it. So maybe that's why she's all messed up in the head.
But this teacher was known for picking on children.
Yeah, see,
and
see,
even
I waited,
other, te- even other
for your
teachers.
Answer.
Even other
I waited
teachers.
For your answer.
And I had a son. Excuse me. I had a son.
Will you let the lady finish?
No, I waited for her answer. I knew she was going to say that. She's trying to worm her way out of it.
No, she's not. She's trying to say something here.
I had a son. I have a son that was ADD, and I even had a teacher making fun of him in class because he had to take medication. And I went to the administration, and that teacher had to give that child an apology. You're not supposed to give privileged information.
So because
shame
of what
on
happened
you.
To you, so because of what happened to you, you took it out on another teacher. See, that's what happened here. This is a generational thing.
Because of what
thing.
Happened to me?
Yes, you took it out on another teacher because you're feeling bad about what that teacher done to you. Now, I don't know if you deserved it or not, but you can't then turn around and start screaming at another teacher because you got your ass kicked.
I don't want to hear that word again.
Sorry.
Shame on you.
Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Telling you the truth.
Thank God you're retired. Thank God you're retired, because we don't need teachers like you. We need teachers that are there to uplift children.
I must have hit a nerve. Because
well, no, you haven't hit a nerve at all. All you're saying is, because this woman took the test, some teacher, you think, oh, that's got to be because she was picked on as a kid.
I told her, the kids that I pick on are ones that deserve it. That's all I'm saying. She said she didn't deserve it, so she must have got messed up in the head because of it. Ain't that right?
Oh, all right. Thanks very much for your call, ma'am.
Thank you.
877-876-PHIL, the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Mike in Greensboro, North Carolina. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, I'm one of those students that you talked about that acted out in class. And, you know, I was always taught two wrongs don't make a right. And what you're doing is wrong, and you ain't teaching these kids any better to sit there and talk about.
You acted out in class. You acted out in class. You should have been one of those kids that got his face slapped. But I wouldn't slap your face. I just talk about you wetting your bed. Did you wet your bed?
I'm not. Hold on.
Did you wet your bed?
No.
Let the man finish, okay?
I didn't wet your bed, didn't you? But I'm going to tell you one thing right now.
Did you play with roadkill?
My wife.
You played with roadkill.
Will you let the man finish?
I'm going to tell you one thing right now. My wife just had a miscarriage 6 months ago. And I'll tell you right now, if you would have told my daughter that, I'd have came down to the school and let you have it right in front of everybody.
That's
I ain't one of these people that are going to stand for that. That is wrong and disrespectful.
Somebody would have smacked you upside. That's why somebody should have smacked you when you was a kid. Because you're violent.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, I wish you would raise a hand to me, because ain't nobody raised a hand to me in my life. And I don't care where you're from and how you were raised, but your parents should have beat you like a redheaded stepchild for how you're acting now.
Your father. I think your father beat you. That's your issue, isn't it?
You know, my point is two wrongs, plain and simple, two wrongs don't make a right. You ain't teaching these kids how to behave at all. You're making them worse than they already were, even if they have a problem. They're kids. They're going to grow up. They're going to learn from their mistakes.
Well, you don't know.
Them does not help them at all.
Why
don't you go to a psychology course? Do you have a psychology? I got one question for you. Do you have a psychology degree?
You didn't go to school. You flunked out of school, didn't you?
I flunked out of school, really. I got a college education. I got a college education to run my own business. What do you do right now besides pick up the kids?
No, junior college doesn't count.
I got a college education. I got a college education. I have a criminal justice degree, man. Do you want me to tell you something? I also have a psychology degree. And what you are doing is not doing anything to help these kids. You are making them worse. It's teachers like you who get kids to go out and join street gangs and start shooting other kids. It's your actions that are causing kids. Exactly.
And if I had you in my class, I would have been able to point out to
you.
Now, you don't want your daddy beating you again now, do you?
Plain and simple.
You're talking over each other here, okay?
No, I'm saying that this guy, Mike, I would have said, Mike, your father hits you. Do you want him to do it again? That's what would have kept Mike quiet.
No, my parents.
You don't know anything.
Hold on, no, I'll admit it. My parents did punish me, but it is not your place to take the place. It is not your place to verbally abuse a child. That is actually against the law.
This man is admitting that his parents disciplined him that way.
No, his father beat him.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I finished high school with a 3-point, and I flunked out. Hey, I flunked out of high school.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me finish. You said I flunked out early. I graduated with a 3-point. Hold on. You said your piece and graduated and lied your little way across the radio tonight. I graduated high school with a 3.98 GPA and college with a 3.87. I didn't flunk nowhere.
Well, did you actually go to a high school, or was it something that you phoned in? I mean, was it night school? How was that? GED? I don't know. Was it GED?
You ever heard of a college called Stanford?
I don't know. I've heard of a college. You went to the school down the street from that? That's a JC.
I'm from California, by the way, and I'll tell you right now.
You're from California?
The way you act.
But you didn't go to school in California.
Hold on. The way you act. Okay, as a teacher in California, you wouldn't have made it through as a teacher in California where I grew up. So they would have ran you out of that classroom. I promise you that.
You never would have graduated
from college. I promise
you that. So I promise you that you would never graduate from college either.
All right, well, I don't know what exactly is being proved here. I mean, this gentleman he doesn't like your methods.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to lie and say he got a college degree. I read guys like this. I saw him coming down the street 3 miles ago. His old man smacked him around.
his mama, you know, poured urine on.
All right, all right. The point is that we have here a lot of disagreement about your methods. Thank you very much, Mike. A lot of disagreement about your method, which is to humiliate children. And if you want to put it into a political context, Ms. Leonard, what we're talking about...
Yeah, my name is Ms. Leonard. What, did you forget? Did you think it was woman? Did you think it was, hey, you?
No, I didn't think it was any of those things.
Did you think it was, hey, old lady? Old lady, old lady? Like that Frank Zappa song? Did you think it was that?
No, I didn't think it was any of those things. I'm saying that in the, if you want to put it in a political context, we have parents who want to be more involved with the education of their children, more involved with the, yes, with the disciplining of their children. They're trying to keep their children in line. When you send them off to school and the child may have some issues, maybe they are being beaten at home. What about that? Maybe they are being abused at home. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they're acting out in class, because their home life is a mess. It has nothing whatsoever to do with a mother having a miscarriage or the fact that they wet their bed.
Mr. Henry, I have seen a long line of these storytellers. I hear all these people telling their stories. And
well, you think that this is a bunch of stories that they're telling? Here is a man who is talking about being abused by his parents. What do you think that does to a child, and then they have to go to school? I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine it. It makes me want to take every parent that ever beat a child and drown them like rats. Throw them off of a ship with cinder blocks tied around them. Anyone that would send a child off... or greet a child at the end of the day with violence or abuse. I swear to God, there isn't, as far as I'm concerned, there isn't a punishment that's been invented yet for them.
Don't you sound kind of emotional, too? Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about how...
You're not going to hear anything about how I grew up. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. Is Chaka, I think it is, in Winston-Salem. Go ahead, Chaka.
Yes, Phil. The issue I have is I kind of understand, because I'm in education. I'm teaching a classroom myself, and I do understand how hard it is to control a classroom. But the issue I have in a modern-day context is that the issue that she's bringing forward with these kids,
the issue?
With the bedwetting and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
is exposing
mm-hmm.
information to other kids that can use this information to bully the kid further.
Right, exactly. That they mock them.
And
so the child shouldn't be, interrupting my class then. Why would a child do that? I tell that child, you keep your mouth shut, or I'm going to let everybody know that you play with roadkill.
You play with roadkill? Who is this kid?
You're telling me that I don't want to, expose the anonymity of a child. I'm not going to do that. I'm just telling you, I have one boy in my class likes to play with dead animals. What do you think about that, Chaka? If you had a child play with a dead animal, you don't?
That's information that I wouldn't tell my class. I wouldn't expose to the classroom. That's information that I would expose or tell to the parent that it's something that needs to be dealt with. And I wouldn't expose that information to the classroom or the classmates just for a specific reason. The kids today are looking for information just like this.
Right.
To
bully
use
a kid.
Against the kids, to bully them. And it can lead to a whole bunch of other escalations. It can lead to fights. It can lead to physical threats. The kid, in defense of himself, can start to bring weapons to school because the information that you gave to the other kids is exposing him in all types of ways that he feels threatened, that he's going to have to protect himself because he feels threatened. That's one of the main issues I have with it.
I'll tell you this. I'm biding my time right now because I don't want to say nothing about that kid with the roadkill. Because I'm waiting to see if that child sets fire,
Does what?
Light fire. And then if he wets his bed. Because if you put those three together, we got ourselves a serial killer.
You're biding your time waiting for what?
I don't stutter. I said I'm biding.
I know you don't stutter. What did you say?
I said I'm biding my time waiting for that child to see if that child lights fires and also wets his bed. That's called a homicidal triangle. And if it does, guess what? Myself, I got a gold standard serial killer in my classroom.
And then what are you going to do?
Then I call the FBI.
So you're waiting around to see if this kid wets his bed and starts fires, and then you got the homicidal triangle, you call the FBI.
That's right.
Well, then what's the point of provoking this kid? And if you think he's a possible serial murderer in the future, why provoke him?
Well, there's nothing, Miss Beamer, you can't do nothing for him now. That kid's way gone. And what this gentleman Chalker is talking about is trying to keep a kid on the straight and narrow. I'm talking about a kid that is gone. No. He's gone forever. And I'm just biding my time, see?
Anyway, sir, I appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you, Ms. Leonard, for being on our program here tonight. I don't exactly know what to say about that last series of comments.
I'm biding my time. If I get me a gold stand of serious that I can quit this job, guess what? I'm writing me a book like John Douglas. What's that man's name? Don Douglas?
Mindhunter John Douglas.
Just like Don Douglas.
Phil Hendry.